It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mina, say what? In your midday, I have Philly's own, Simon Gratz's own, TJ Adams in the building, live in the city. He's an actor. He's an artist. Yeah. He's the guy right now, man. Congratulations, TJ. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you.
So this is your first Philly, like, in-studio interview at any radio station.
This is my first Philly interview ever, yo. It's crazy.
So you're getting so much love right now. We've talked already via Zoom, but TJ's playing ODB in the Wu-Tang series. Uh-huh. You're one of, like, the best characters on the show. People love
that.
You the most.
Yeah.
Your fan base, I would say, out of all the guys, I feel like your fan base is really, like, riding for you in this situation. But a lot of people don't know that you're actually also an artist.
Yes, yes.
So that's why we have you coming up to the radio station, because you actually started in Philly. Your group was called the Baker Boys. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so we was the Bakery Boys. We started in Philly, and we pretty much known each other from, like, skateboarding around the city. And, like, when we came together, we thought we was Wu-Tang. So it's kind of crazy that I'm on a Wu-Tang now. But we actually made this shirt that had our logo, Double B's.
Mm-hmm.
But it resembled the Wu-Tang logo. Like, it was crazy. Shout out to the folks that was in there with me the whole Bake Life, because they the ones who really put me on the Wu-Tang for real. Like, I was, like, 16. And they was like, you know, we was rapping over Wu-Tang Ain't Nothing to F With, all that. You know what I mean? So it's just crazy that how that, like, manifested for me.
How did you get that name, the Bakery Boys?
It's crazy. We was in the, we was literally just in my homie Mark crib chilling. And, you know, we was rolling up, and he made pancakes. So we went in the joint. We, like, you know, we listened to the music. We like, yo, we really the Bakery Boys, because he making pancakes. It really happened like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I was talking to your brother. At the time, you're in Simon Gratz. You live in North Philadelphia, right? You're on a skateboard.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of kids at that time that are going to be riding through North Philadelphia in a skateboard.
Yeah.
Can you talk about how you were as a kid, just your individualism, and how you were really comfortable just being yourself?
Yeah, I feel like that was real important for me. Like, I just knew, like, you know what I mean? Like, I had to be myself to the fullest extent. So when I started skateboarding, it was definitely different. Nobody, it was like before Lil Wayne was rapping about it. It was it was weird to be a skateboarder for real in the hood. But, like, I feel like people accepted me, and, like, mad people definitely see me in North Philly skateboarding, and they probably remember me like, that was that kid. But, yeah, I feel like it's definitely important for kids to, like, you know, take that step and, like, be themselves. Like, we such in an era of following everybody. Literally, we follow people on social media. We follow people this way and that way, but we forget who we are. You know what I mean? We get attached to these different channels, and, like, you know, we kind of get, you know, misguided on the way. So my whole message is, like, you know, definitely self-reflection and being about yourself. You feel me?
Yeah. And I think your vibe really fits, like, the ODB vibe.
Really?
Like, he was himself no matter
what. Yeah, he really was.
Right. He was doing stuff that no one else was doing and comfortable in it.
Yeah.
So I think that's why you play that character so well, because I see a lot of that individualism in you.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, because ODB, I had to be very vulnerable on set, because he was doing, like, I had to be in my boxers, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
In front of 100 people, like, it was.
He wasn't used to that.
I wasn't used to that. This was before I was in the gym. So, but it was just like, yeah, ODB, and it was important for me to really know that character, because I feel like he's such an icon to the culture. Like, you know what I mean? He had to be really portrayed well, and I'm honored to be, like, you know, that person to deliver that, because that's crazy. I would have never thought in a million years I could do that. You feel me?
Right. We're going to get to some of your more acting, but I want to talk about your music. Put You On. Tell me about that song, and,
Put
you know, kind of like how you came about putting
Put
it together.
You On is that's one of my recent songs that I just released. I made that not too long ago, too. I was just, like, literally in my, I built a new studio in my home. So I wanted to, like, you know, get more into my artistry. I think that's important for artists to, like, invest in their craft, you know?
Right.
So I built a studio, and I got the beat from Half, the producer. And I just, like, started playing with it. And now I'm in a formula of not writing so much, and I just want to have my music have a feeling. So that's how I pretty much did that one.
Yeah. So you were an artist, you got into the acting, and now your acting's really taken off. I mean, you're in some amazing roles, and we'll get to that. But being an artist, you know, is that frustrating for you, or do you feel like the acting is helping the artistry?
acting definitely helped the artist, like, for sure. Like, I don't think it's frustrating because I'm a true artist, for real. I'm, like, blessed with the role, but at the end of the day, I, like, you know, I'm an artist, so I'm not really focused on the fame or the money or anything. I just want to make the best art that I can. And, you know, the people that resonate with it, they can resonate with it, you feel me? But it's really just about me expressing myself at the end of the day.
Yeah. So, as we talked about, you play ODB in Wu-Tang. Now, the episode that I saw, the last one.
Which one was that?
ODB didn't want to be on Mariah Carey's Fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
Is that real?
I'm not sure. I feel like they just, you know, they really wrote the character like a certain type of way. I'm sure like ODB probably was, you know, just like, you know, I'm OD. I don't give a, you know, about this. I don't want to, I do what I want. Because that's how I would feel like
right.
as an artist. Like, man, I do what I want. I get to it when I get to it. But I can see it from his perspective. Not with Mariah, though. Mariah, if you listening,
right.
if you want to send that track through, let me know. You can,
right.
you can really do something.
right. Because I was surprised by that. But then I went and researched it. And they said that O did ask for $15,000.
Oh.
Oh, right?
I think I did hear this story,
because I'm
though.
Like, is this real?
Yeah.
And then I read that Tommy Mottola had him come back to do like the, it's New York
yeah.
in the house. It's That's, Brooklyn in the
it's
house.
It's crazy because I didn't, like, I'd be hearing stories from random people. Like, I don't hear it from like the Wu-Tang members or people on set. It'd be like random stories. And then I do remember somebody saying that, like, yo, he wanted like a ridiculous amount, but somebody like, you know, convinced him to like, lower it or whatever.
Yeah. All right, I want to talk about some of your other roles, okay?
Let's get it.
So, you're in the movie Fells High.
Fells High, that's a Philly movie too.
Okay,
yes.
Amari Hardwick
Amari
is your
Hardwick.
Principal in the movie.
He the principal. I play this high school kid that's being bullied, and then we just follow his, like, day, you know, and we see what happens, like, during his day. It's crazy for real. It's a lot of drama, a lot of action, a lot of, like, you know, what the people want to see.
So it was filmed here?
Filmed right in Fells High, yeah, Fells High
yeah.
School.
So when you were school. Doing it, did anybody was like, yo, that's, like, what do people recognize you? I wonder.
Yeah, people recognize me everywhere. Shout out to all the fans out there and all the supporters who show me love, because they recognize me everywhere for sure. I was in Mexico not too long ago, and somebody recognized me out there. I can't believe it. But yeah, Fells High is about to be nuts. I feel like we're dropping that this summer. Shout out to Amari Hardwick and the whole cast. It's one of them. Yeah.
So I've talked to Amari, I've heard stories. I heard he's very focused
yeah,
on set, and he's
yeah.
very intense. Like,
yeah.
what was your kind of, I guess, interaction with him or on the set? Not
Amari
like-
was real cool when I met him. He was really cool. I feel like he was super focused. He that actor that make you step up your game, because he like, yo, I'm not playing with y'all. And I'm like, shit, it's Amari.
Ghost.
Yeah, it's Ghost, yo. I better put it on for Ghost. But yeah, he's a real driven actor, and I like that about him.
Yeah. All right. And then this is a big one. I heard you're going to be in Iron Mike.
I'm in that. Yeah, that came out.
Yeah.
It's on Hulu right now.
It's on Hulu. That's
yeah,
right. It did come out.
Yeah, yeah. You can go check that out. I'm in like 2 to 3 episodes of that. And it's a great show. I get a lot of, I didn't expect, you know, but shout out to Mike Tyson. I didn't, you know, because I'm on Wu-Tang, so I know I get a lot of love from that. So I didn't know people would actually, I play a whole nother character. You probably wouldn't even recognize me. I'm playing some dude in the 70s who convinced I'm like Mike Tyson's best friend. And I basically convinced him to like really believe in himself and go hard. And I feel like people really need those type of people in their life. I had a couple of those on my road to success.
I'm so impressed by you because you have really little to no formal acting training.
You.
And
yeah.
you're like stepping into these roles.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're getting the training now, right?
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
elevating. But
definitely.
Man, the way you're stepping into these different roles and
thank
killing
you.
Them.
How you feel about episode 3?
It was a little weird with the album.
yeah,
it was a little weird.
Yeah.
So if for people who haven't seen the Wu-Tang, what they're doing is they're taking these iconic albums that
yeah.
Ray, Quan did and, you know, ODB and making them into actual movies.
Yeah, allegorical movies.
Right.
Yep.
And I didn't get it at first. I'm
yeah.
like, where are we going
yeah,
with this?
Where are we taking
but it was a little weird to step
yeah.
into Old Dirty Bastard's world. It was,
yeah,
it was a little
it was,
out
it
there.
It was meant to be like that,
right.
though, because it's ODB. So it's like, he like shout out to the RZA, Alex Tease, everybody who was involved with that episode. Mario Van Peebles directed it. Mario did New Jack City. So if to me it felt like a 90s movie, but like in modern day time with a 70s plot. Like, it's crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
It was definitely different.
Different. Ain't nothing like that on TV, though.
At all.
You feel me?
That's
so we
what
need
I liked
that.
About that.
Yeah, that's
right.
what I'm saying. Like, the culture need that. Like, we need more of some shit we ain't never seen. I'm sorry, can I curse?
Yeah, you're good. We're gonna go beep.
Yeah. We need some more stuff like that, that, you know, that can inspire us to do more.
I think it was because it came out of left field. I wasn't prepared for it, and I've never seen anything like that. But then when they did Raekwon's episode, and they went through the whole purple tape, I was like, okay, now I see where they're going with this. I like it.
I felt like that. I felt like you had the once people who didn't understand it, once they seen Raekwon's episode, and like, you know, they kind of went back and appreciated it more because it's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
You feel me? It was definitely left, though.
So I talked to some of the other cast members. So this is the final season of Wu-Tang.
Final season.
So have they approached you about continuing this with you?
Nah, they haven't approached me yet.
So it's done.
Yeah, I think it's done. I think the RZA want to focus on other projects. And I think it's like, it was one of those things. It was a moment in the time, in the culture, and it was beautiful. And we really did it. You know what I mean? We know what happened in the Wu-Tang story. So I think the way we went out with the allegorical movies, I think that was like a perfect.
Yeah. So what's next in your career? Are you going to continue more acting, or are you going to focus on the music now?
I'm going to simultaneously do both.
Okay, you said I'm going to do both. Don't limit me. Both.
Yeah, we're going to be having like a classic movie out same year, probably definitely a classic project. I'm getting into the animation world, starting my own production company on that side.
What?
Got the clothing line Parallel Worldwide going crazy. So I'm just like, you know, trying to do it big, you feel me, for the culture.
I wonder, are there any roles that you were up for that you got passed up on that now are coming back around?
Nah, you know who I want to play next, though?
Who?
Rick James. I feel like that would
be You could do that. I can
I feel
see
like
that.
Rick James would be nuts, so yeah. I feel like that's my next one. We're going to try to work that out.
I love it. Manifestation.
Yeah, manifestation.
TJ Adams, thank you so much, man.
Thank you. Mean to say what? We in the building.
The album's coming. What? Do you have a name yet?
I don't got it. We ain't dropped the
you
album
ain't there yet.
But yeah, Trust Me coming out next on Friday. I'm going to give you that exclusive too, Mina.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I have to watch Iron Mike
definitely
so I can see you in
Iron
it.
Mike.
And then Fells High.
When Fells High drop, you got to watch it.
And look at you. You're a whole actor, bro.
I know. It's crazy.
Look at you. Came from skateboarding in North Philadelphia.
From the trenches
you a
to
whole
Hollywood.
Actor now.
It's unbelievable. It really is. Go chase your dream, kids, for real.
I love it. TJ Adams, Mina, say what in your midday. I'm 100.3 Philly's R&B.
Thank you, Mina.